you head to the Diefenbunker these days, you might smell whiskey, stale cigarette butts. You might see plastic signs that read Anthrax and Fallujah. You might hear the theme song from Get Smart. These are not Cold War relics. They're part of a new art show that's having its grand opening tomorrow at the museum. Edwin Jansen is the multimedia artist behind the installation. He's with me in the studio. Hi there.
Hi.
So when does Get Smart play once I get into the Diefenbunker?
Well, it should be playing every 2 minutes or so. So once you go down to their Bank of Canada vault area, you should encounter it eventually, unless the area bores you so much that you leave before 2 minutes are up.
Dun, dun, dun. What can you describe how I end up experiencing each of these things through the tour?
Well, the first piece on the top level is the one involving signage. I call it Vigilant. It's a plastic nameplate style signage that's posted on doors and surfaces throughout that level, and it's sort of an intellectual piece. And then you go lower and you encounter a video piece on the second floor down, sort of consisting of six different monitors around the space, and you just sort of happen upon them wandering through. And another installation consisting of a neon sign, a desk chair, a darkened room, and an ashtray full of cigarette butts. That's called Inferno.
Inferno.
And those two are more emotional or psychological pieces. And then at the bottom, you actually have to go through a very narrow passage surrounding the Bank of Canada vault area in the Diefenbunker. And it's an inhumanly proportioned passage that's maybe 3 feet wide, 25 feet high. And I've bathed it in sort of hellish red light. And then you have this theme song from Get Smart. And it's sort of that's sort of a physical piece that's I call it gauntlet, and you have to sort of run the gauntlet and experience it. And the four together function as a whole, in the sense that it's supposed to be kind of a trip into the underworld of the militarist mind.
Or at least the way, I guess, that we view the militarist mind. I was wondering, for instance, when you talk about the smell of whiskey and the cigarette butts burning, the sensory moment for it on the tour where you're actually conjuring up ideas, what were you going for there?
Well, the Diefenbunker is such a rich experience by itself, you know, and when if you're an artist who has to create something to go in there, then you have to spend some time there and experience what I call the vocabulary of the space, the way it speaks to you, the smells, the fixtures, various things like that. And one thing I noticed was these giant brown glass ashtrays that are all throughout the space. And it occurred to me that it would have been a smoking space. And that made me think of the 1960s and the kind of seedy macho office culture that permeated society then. And so the cigarette smell plus the neon light that says it spells out Inferno, it really makes for a kind of a lurid little room. And so that, you know, I'm trying to work with the Diefenbunker as a workspace as well as, as a shelter for the government. You know, the nuts and bolts of it are really, it's a workplace.
It's funny that you say Inferno, because I was just thinking as you were talking about sort of this descent of walking around all these different stations, you sort of feel like
Dante-esque
or something going on there too. And unintentional?
That's there.
Really? You were thinking of that in terms of, because I'm thinking even the title Guys in Caves does sort of indicate something of that.
Well, the Guys in Caves, there I was thinking of the caves in Afghanistan where Osama bin Laden was reputed to be hiding, and though they never found him, you know, in the province of Tora Bora. So people were talking about our society being held hostage by a bunch of guys in caves. But then I thought the Diefenbunker is a cave too. And in a way, this sort of defensive posture of society that we have today and that we had during the Cold War, to me, that's a kind of a mental cave, you know. So this descent, a lot of cultures have a descent into the underworld. You know, there's Dante's, which is more, it's medieval and kind of literary, I guess. But there's, you know, the story of Orpheus, who descends into the underworld. And I'm sure this is probably pretty universal across cultures. So this is sort of, this is kind of my little version of a descent into the underworld, although it, you know, it's a very particular underworld.
Of course, a lot of times in myth, when you descend into the underworld, you're looking for something and then you come back up changed or with the thing that you're going after. Is there something you think on the Guys in Caves tour that people are going to come out of it with?
Well, I think art always has the potential to change people. you can't really predict how that'll happen, you know, because everybody has such a different experience of it. But one of the things that makes my descent into the underworld particular is that you you go through this at the end. You go through this this gauntlet, and you feel you may feel like you've had a bit of a joke played on you because there was no Hades at the bottom, or no you know, no great evil person or Lord of the Underworld. There is just a little hallway when you went where you went around and maybe experienced some anxiety from the sound of the doors closing and the Maxwell Smart theme, or the you know some humor because the music itself is kind of funny. It's so self-consciously spy music that it kind of satirizes itself, or maybe nostalgia if you remember the show and watched it as a kid. So you experience these emotions, and then you go through the passage, and then you come back basically where you started from, and in a way that's sort of when if we think of the situation we're in politically, where there's always a new enemy of some kind being being erected for us to topple. If you really wanted a more honest picture of what life is about, it's about ourselves, you know, self-knowledge, not finding new enemies to have dust to us with.
Fight. And then you end up right back at the beginning again. All right. Edwin, thank you very much for coming in. It sounds like it's fantastic. And we'll hopefully listeners, if they get the chance to check it out, can email in and let us know what they think. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me on.
It's Edwin Jansen, who's a multimedia artist based in Ottawa. And the grand opening of Guys in Caves is tomorrow at the Diefenbunker. Runs until September 30th. And for more information, just visit diefenbunker.ca. That's all one word, diefenbunker.ca. And click on their blog.